With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
To a trailing Harris, touches it back to LeVert, finds Dinwiddie in the corner, the three on the way, and it's good for Spencer Dinwiddie, and the Bucks want a timeout. Nets push the lead back up to 9 with 3:32 to go in the second. It's the Nets 59 and the Bucks 50.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Chris Carino on the Nets Radio Network is going to have to make room. Got to do some research on some pretty big names in free agency who have decided that they will play for the Brooklyn Nets. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's snack week. What's your favorite summer snack? That's our question this morning. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Right now, though, we are pleased to welcome Anthony Puccio, who covers the Nets for Nets Daily and SB Nation. And I can imagine there's a lot of excitement around the Nets, but how much, considering they maybe made the biggest splash in free agency, Anthony?
Amy, I mean, you know, we're talking about a team that came from New Jersey, now in Brooklyn. You know, they've never signed a big free agent. You know, the biggest name I could think of is Armin Gilliam in 1993. And really somebody you've never heard of. And here, you know, look, they've built a culture. They've built an infrastructure, a core that you know, players started seeing what was going on in Brooklyn, and they were interested. And now, you know, here we are. We're talking about Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving coming to Brooklyn.
How did it happen? How did it all come together that not just Kyrie and KD, but DeAndre Jordan want to play together with the Nets?
You know, for a while now, Kyrie Irving was looking at Brooklyn, and he saw the culture. He saw the core, as I mentioned. You know, the Nets were on the rise this past season, winning 42 games and making the playoffs. And look, Kyrie also grew up a Nets fan, and he wanted to come back home. He liked what they had. He was convinced. He was eyeing them early when Boston kind of, you know, was in shambles and things started getting ugly over there. You know, he had Brooklyn on his radar. And it was really a matter of convincing Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, look, they've wanted to play together for so long now. They're best friends off the court. And they feel like, you know, their best fit going forward for their futures is playing together. And, you know, Brooklyn basically had everything they needed, you know, infrastructure that they had. You know, their performance team that is so profound around the NBA, the medical team who is, you know, led by Dr. Martin O'Malley, who did Kevin Durant's 2 surgeries. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of links with the Nets and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The kicker there was convincing Kyrie first. It's kind of like getting Robin before Batman and then getting Batman to join him. But, you know, with DeAndre Jordan, good friend of Kevin Durant. Nets needed a big man anyway with Jared Allen in the front court. They got manhandled in that area this season. So it all just kind of came to fruition that way. DeAndre Jordan, those guys, they just wanted to form the next Uber team.
You mentioned the culture. How would you describe the Nets culture?
Well, when Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson first took over, you know, they kept saying, you know, patience and development, improvement, you know, not skipping steps. They discussed players, you know, with high character, guys that are going to fit. And I did question it at first because I wanted to see it before I believed that the Nets were dysfunctional for a very long time. And these guys were coming in. It was their first jobs, really, as, you know, a head general manager and a head coach for Kenny Atkinson and Marks. And really what I've seen is everything that they've preached. You know, they have really built and like stuck to what their preachings were. They practice what they preach, I guess you would just say it in simpler terms. And, you know, again, Amy, like, the culture is a great thing, and it's so much deeper than how I can explain it. And really the most important thing is, you know, who you fill it with, who's leading a culture, and how does that trickle down? How is it infectious? Are you making a work environment that players want to come in and work, you know, whether it be things like that? So really, I would just say the people that they surrounded it with, the high character, mm-hmm. family oriented, you know, no egos type of place.
Anthony Puccio covers the Brooklyn Nets, who made a huge splash in pre-agency, as I call it. We're not even to free agency yet, but he does this for SB Nation. He's with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Another word that I've seen on your Twitter attributed to Sean Marks is vision. What's the vision for the Nets?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there, Amy.
What is the vision for the Nets?
The vision really was this culture, was look, it was patience. It was, we're not going to skip any steps. We're not going to make any trades during this rebuild because, you know, unless it benefits us or gets us better for the future, we don't want to do anything that's going to potentially affect what we have growing here. And again, they took over a 21-61 team, and they had a core. They were able to find a way to get draft picks through trades and things like that. It turned into guys like Caris LeVert. It turned into guys like Jared Allen. It turned into guys like Rodion Skoruk. So when I talk about vision, really it was just that this development, high character, patience thing that they had. And finally, in their third year, you know, they worked really hard for everything. Their identity was that, you know, they were going to outwork the opponent. Kenny Atkinson refused to tank. You know, they were 8-18, just like the Knicks. And instead of tanking, you know, they played hard. They won 7 straight games, and they found themselves in the playoff conversation. So, really, the vision was patience. This past year, they exceeded expectations, and you know, that led them to the position they're in today. So, this has been part of the vision, but I don't think that they thought it would come this quick.
Yeah, considering where they were 5 years ago to where they are now, it's been a pretty quick rise, but always helps when you can get a couple of superstars with their max deals. From the Warriors' perspective, they're doing a sign-and-trade that sends Kevin Durant to the Brooklyn Nets, and in return, they're getting D'Angelo Russell. What kind of a player and a personality is landing with the Warriors?
You know, obviously, everything that happened in Los Angeles before D'Angelo came to Brooklyn, you know, his reputation was tarnished. You know, he had Magic Johnson questioning his leadership when he left, and he came to Brooklyn, and he had this demeanor, he had this attitude, like, okay, this is a clean slate for me, a fresh start. You know, he told coaches, please, you know, I want to be coached. I don't want to be babied. You know, I want to be coached. I want discipline. He was ready to mature, and it was really. It was something special watching D'Angelo because he was able to mature so much on and off the court despite what happened in Los Angeles. And he kind of got to prove all his doubters wrong. And he really, you know, look, they don't skip the steps that they skipped this past season. They don't make the playoffs without D'Angelo Russell. He became the face of the franchise. For the Nets and their fan base, it is kind of bittersweet with everything going on. But, you know, the Warriors are getting one heck of a player. You know, we're talking about an all-star. The only player in the Eastern Conference to average 21 points and 7 assists. So, you know, they're getting somebody he's a good kid. He's a good ball player. And again, he's only 23 years old.
Would they have kept him if not for Kyrie Irving?
Yes. They wanted him back and he wanted to be back, but you know, he was a victim of circumstance. He understood that if they were going to go after Kyrie, they were going to go after Kevin Durant. He could be the guy that was on the way out. So, you know, it was just, again, being a victim of circumstance.
Right. It's a business, to be sure. Anthony Puccio from Nets Daily with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Without Kevin Durant in the upcoming season, more than likely going to miss the whole season, how do the Nets fill that void?
Look, you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, circling championship just yet without Kevin Durant, but I will tell you that they're still very confident. They feel like they have, again, they have a top 3 point guard coming in. They feel like he has a chip on his shoulder, change his reputation and get back to, you know, maybe that MVP discussion that he was in a couple of years ago. They feel like they have the pieces around him too. You know, we mentioned earlier how DeAndre Jordan is coming along, but you have a guy like Caris LeVert last year who, before his injury, you know, he looked like an all-star. He's averaging 18.5 points per game. Came back to the playoffs and averaged 21 against the Philadelphia 76ers. They have Joe Harris, who shot 44% from 3 this past season, which is best in the NBA. Jared Allen, who averaged close to a double-double. So, you know, they feel like they have a core. They feel like they have depth. Again, I don't want to say that they feel like they're going to win a championship without Kevin Durant, but, you know, with Kawhi potentially heading out west, and the East might open up. They feel like they could be a top three team in the East at the very least.
Does it matter that it also happens at a time when the Knicks didn't get a max player and didn't land a star?
Of course it matters. I mean, we're talking about a team that, look, you know, they've had the little brother syndrome for since their existence, you know, since they started in New Jersey. But, you know, the thing is that, Amy, you know, they came to Brooklyn 6-7 years ago and really haven't seen much success then. They haven't had a superstar here. And the belief is that, you know, look, we can kick the Knicks while they're down. They won 17 games this past season. Really, their only hope was free agency and hoping that they would tank for Zion. So they feel like they could take over New York and become the hottest ticket, not in town, but the whole NBA. It's really intriguing because I think that, you know, this little brother thing, it's almost like seeing your little brother grow up a little bit. Not sure they'll ever take over the city, but they're going to make a lot of noise for a lot of years.
And they're going to have a lot of eyeballs on them in the upcoming seasons for sure. All right, you can follow Anthony on Twitter at apooch, A-P-O-O-C-H. I decided to call him Anthony and not Pooch, but you can call him Pooch. He covers the Nets for SB Nation for Nets Daily. It's great to have a couple of minutes with you. Thank you so much.
Amy, thanks so much for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.